This week, more than 600 representatives of Alaska's tourism industry have gathered in Anchorage to learn new ways to attract visitors in a shaky economy. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The Alaska Travel Industry Association convention began with a look at the just-concluded 2008 summer season. ATIA President and Chief Operating Officer Ron Peck prefaced his Tuesday morning appraisal by saying, although the official tally was not complete, in past years these initial figures were within 2 to 3 percentage points of the final ones. During a convention break interview, Peck described the 2008 season total as similar to 2007. The difference was in the details.
The summer season of 2008 will almost be identical in terms of pure numbers, 1,715,000 visitors. The real difference is that we saw a reduction of highway crossings, Alcan travelers, from 75,000 to 60,000, and an increase in overall international visitations, which ultimately resulted in a slight increase in air arrivals from visitors from Europe and from the Pacific Rim.
Peck's review included a perceived change in visitor spending.
In years past, the average expenditure by the visitor, whether they were international or domestic, was right around $935. What we believe may be happening this year, just from anecdotal information from membership, is that folks, for example, traveling domestically on a cruise, were spending less money on the higher-end excursions and the higher gift items, whereas the Germans, the Europeans, the Brits, the Aussies, and the Japanese, because of that devaluation of the dollar, their money was actually going further. So we think that the international visitors were probably spending a little bit more based on what we're hearing from our members.
The Travel Association is enjoying a sizable influx of first-timers, as ATIA calls its new members. The 2008 convention registration shows 20% of the attendees are association newcomers. Peck says the increase is probably due to a pair of factors.
They realize the importance of the industry and this association representing them. And I also think that they're probably thinking, well, I'm going to have to tighten my belt a little bit, and I'm going to have to look at my operating costs and how I'm marketing and maybe get some ideas here about how I can do that in, for lack of a better word, kind of weather the storm.
The workshop topics reflect this summer's demographics and the current economy. One repeated session focuses on the euro's strength and the growing opportunities in the European market. A second reviews the Australian and Japanese markets. Others fall into the internal efficiency category. A couple of team-building workshops, plus direct mail on a budget session, and another on customer loyalty. There are also sessions on Alaska's cultures and environment.
I guess we've matured as an organization where we're stepping beyond marketing.
Kurt Hassel is president of Wildland Adventures and chairs ATIA's Tourism Planning Committee. Hassel says the association will continue its role as the leading organization combining companies large and small to promote Alaska as a visitor destination. But he sees ATIA increasing its emphasis on another portion of its mission, namely remaining attentive to the, quote, care of the environment, recognition of cultures, and Alaska's unique quality of life.
You start talking about the environment or limits, it can be controversial or polarizing, but everybody agrees that our visitors, whether they're a backpacker or a cruise ship visitor, deserves to have a quality experience. And when you think about a quality experience from the wide spectrum of travel companies, you have to work things out with land use sorts of topics.
This is Len Anderson.